Sarah.
Oh, hello, Sarah. Lucy Calloway.
Really nice to meet you.
Fairness is so much a part of the system at Suma, you can almost smell it in the air. Bob Cannell is a long-standing employee here, and he told me how every single one of Suma's 200 workers, whether they're driving HGV trucks or a part of the management team, earns the same salary, $46,000 a year, and often with a hefty bonus on top of that.
In fact, the highest paid people in Suma are the summer students. And people go, how on earth can you afford to do that in what's just a basic distribution business, really? We're ordinary people in an ordinary town running an ordinary business. We're nothing special at all. And we say, well, because we run the business very well and we share it out. Here we are looking out over the warehouse. The goods come in off delivery trucks.
We go down the stairs into the canteen.
Every day we cook a free meal.
So what is it today in there?
It was beautiful pasta and home-baked... Julius, what do you call that bread?
Focaccia.
Focaccia bread.
And so this guy here who's spooning the cheese and the... into the bowl. Is he also a commodities trader in his spare time?
No. Julius, you do sales and customer support.
And... marketing, and I work in the fridge.
That's the thing about Suma. Everyone does everything. The commodity trader one day might be loading pallets the next. What are the advantages of paying everyone the same?
So the main thing is that having equal pay allows us to multi-skill, because you can imagine it's quite a nightmare trying to figure out what wage to pay somebody if you've got a different wage for when they're picking in the warehouse compared to when they're sat at a desk working in the sales team.
Jenny's been at Suma for 9 years. She's worked in the warehouse, driven a forklift, worked in the cold stores and been a chocolate buyer. But she started as one of those highly paid students.
And it's also about valuing the work. It shows that at Suma we value everybody's contribution equally.
But isn't that a bit of a fudge? I mean, is the work really equal? Isn't picking things off a shelf not equal to something that requires a lot of brain work or imagination?
If we didn't pick the things off the shelf, then the business wouldn't exist.
But some people just work harder than others. We just know that. If I was earning the same amount of money in a similar function with someone who was working less hard, I'd be really annoyed.
I think we all experience that at some point, and it is frustrating, but any normal business has that, and often in a standard business, the people who are paid less often work very, very, very hard, and then the people that get paid more will often claim to have things like more stress but might not actually work as hard as the shop floor workers in many circumstances.
When I asked Bob how his colleagues might feel if business wasn't going well and they all had to take a pay cut, he just shrugged.
Well, British people will put up with all sorts of punishment, providing they think it's fair, but they won't tolerate unfairness. So if everybody's in it together, then people will be prepared to tolerate a downturn.